KEV AM Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brand station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne
fans. Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Titletown, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Tuesday, South Central Wisconsin. And what a Tuesday we have for you today, as the Milwaukee Brewers, in dramatic come-from-behind fashion yet again this year, find themselves in the victory column after Joey Ortiz, of all people, goes yard in the eighth inning, completing a three-run comeback, trailing 3-0, going into the bottom of the sixth. They score five over the next three innings. Victors again. Ashley Dobrzynski's favorite player getting it done. We'll talk about... It's her favorite, especially after last night, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that today. But before we dive into that, get to some fun latter half of the show. We have our blind rankings. We also going to discuss sponsorships in baseball in our collective sports world now, as it becomes more and more apparent that is part of the world that we live in, and it is not changing. Who would we like to see our favorite team sponsored by? I want to get into some Wisconsin Badger news today. Ashley Dobrzynski, as the new and shortly to be named athletic director for the Wisconsin Badgers, is going to be Sean Eichhurst, a guy that has ties to this program, a guy that... Oh, I got scared at first.
Sorry,
I'm like,
no.
I thought you were going to boo right away. I'm like, you're not booing to start, are we?
You can't. Talk about him without having a little background of On Wisconsin.
No, and hopefully this fall you're going to hear this played much more than we've heard it in the last couple falls. And I actually want to start with some audio that our sister station ESPN Madison, played earlier today on the jump around. After this news broke, Sean Eichhurst going to be the new athletic director. Riley Yauch and Jim Rutledge were talking about this early, and I wanted to play a little bit of Riley Yauch audio because I think that it hits the nail on the head. Dobes, can we cue that up to get us going today?
Wisconsin, their success as an athletic department will be determined by how successful the football team is, whether it's under Luke Fickell if he succeeds this year and stays around, or if Eichhurst has to fire him and he goes a different direction. It's going to depend on football. And Sean Eichhorst's track record with football just isn't that great.
Okay. Riley makes the one point at the end. I want to get into that here in a minute. But before we get to whether or not this is the right hire, I think it is fair to set the parameters of what it's going to take for us to decide if somebody is the right guy for the Wisconsin Badgers going forward. Because, Ashley, this is a university that has seen success across the board in a ton of sports over the last few years under Chris McIntosh. The one glaring omission to that has been the football program. Is it as simple as what Riley says, that no matter what happens across the other sports, if the Badgers football team doesn't do well, he will be chastised? If he does do well, he will be looked at as a hero?
Yeah, I think Riley hit it like nail on the head. I don't think that... This is a program where football everywhere is just so big, and it's so important, and it's a revenue driver, right? And I think Riley makes a great point that if if I'm going to butcher his last name, Eichhorst.
Eichhorst. That's you're right. You know what? You got time. You got
Sean.
Time.
If Sean does not, you know, is able to kind of turn this team around and make them, you know, a contender, I don't think he's going to be successful. I think Riley is correct. And I also don't have the biggest faith that he's going to be able to do that.
I'll start with the first part, because I do think that the football program is going to be a huge thing that will be revisited regardless of who this person is that takes over this role. You have to hit. McIntosh proved it, as it didn't matter that we saw the women's hockey team win yet another national championship, that the men's basketball program once again is back into the NCAA tournament and had expectations. They did not reach the Sweet 16, but there is that belief that they are right knocking on the door. They have the right people in place to get there. The football program is interesting because we do live in this new world of college football. And I don't care who the head coach is, whether it's Luke Fickell, whether it's somebody else in 12 months' time, no one is going to be able to succeed, in today's day and age unless we're willing to see more money funneled into the football program. And I think that's got to be one of the first things that when Eichhorst gets in the building, that is the discussion. How do we get more dollars? Is it the boosters? Is it some other way? Because we're watching the Indiana Hoosiers, a team that was an absolute joke in college football. They just won a national championship. They're poised to be a national championship contender again with one of the brightest names in all of college football in the coaching ranks. And all of a sudden, a lot of dollars that did not exist for Indiana football until recently. There's reason to believe that it can happen at a place like Wisconsin.
Yeah, but do you really think that he's going to be able to do that? His track record shows that it's a little iffy if Sean will be able to turn around this program and even continue on the success. For people who don't know, he went to Nebraska, and he was hired from Miami. It looked like he was doing well, but he was not. He made the move of firing Coach Bo Pelini.
Bo Pelini. Youngstown boy, baby.
Really?
He was a guy that out there, Nebraska, just to set the scene, and I'll give you the floor right back.
Oh, you're good.
Nebraska football, kind of similar to the Wisconsin Badgers, had this storied history where in the 90s for them, they were winning national championships. Mm-hmm. They were the coup de grace in the middle of the country for football. You wanted to be like the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And then the way the college football landscape evolved, recruits had more ability to go around the country, get recruited, get seen by other coaches and universities. Nebraska, their standards fell. They were still a high-level team, and with Bo Pelini, they were winning 9 or 10 games every single year. Mm-hmm. But Nebraska still had these delusions of grandeur that they were going to be a national championship-type team. So they fired Bo Pelini and learned very quickly the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
And the firing was, like, weird. They had finished the season 9-3 and had just come off just beaten Iowa in overtime. And then Eichhorst just dismissed Pelini immediately.
Again, if it was that belief that Nebraska was just one hire away, and it wasn't even right away. Mike Riley's the name that he brought in, and the part that worried me is reading a little bit, because I didn't know a ton about Eichhorst until today either. Mm-hmm. And Badgers 24/7 wrote about him, and the quote in there that stuck out to me is, it says, Eichhorst struggled to connect to not only the media and fan base while at Nebraska and had several severe missteps, with the obvious one being his connection to the lack of success by football coach Mike Riley, who went 19-19. So they were talking about all these other good things that were going around the Nebraska athletic department, but again, almost like what we saw with McIntosh, it was if everything else is good, people are going to be fine if the football program isn't good.
But that's never the case.
It's not the case, and especially at Nebraska, this is going to be, this is like in theory his dream job.
Yes, he's coming. Obviously, he's from Wisconsin. He wants to be here. But his track record just isn't great.
It's not.
And I really don't have high hopes for him to come in because, again, Wally, like you said, you can do everything right. The women's hockey team did great. The men's hockey team did great. You know, the Badgers basketball made the March Madness and all of that stuff.
Softball made a little bit of a
softball
run.
Softball was in the tournament for was in the tournament. Yeah, but what did football do? And you just can't. Football drives so much revenue, and I know that everywhere I've gone, it's always been, why does football get so much attention? Football brings so much money in. You have to have a good football team and a good football program to fund your athletics.
Okay, question for you, because I think this is where me being from out of state initially, I could be at a disconnect from the everyday fan of the Badgers. Barry Alvarez very clearly was a supporter of this. This is a guy that has a deep founding history with Barry Alvarez. Does that reign as almost like a, all right, cool, we're going to put our faith in this guy that Barry has his faith in? Or do at some point, are we wondering if we need to have almost a change of philosophy, a different way to look at things? Where do you come down on that? Because I've gone back and forth over, do we want to keep just running the old guard out there? I don't know if that's the right move in 2026.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that I like the aspect with Barry Alvarez, but also I think you make a great point that it might be time to look into something new. You know, it's 2026. Let's, you know, kind of redo the thought process. And because you can't get worse than you were this year.
Last couple of years, frankly.
Yeah. So what, I mean, I guess in my opinion, and this, I just think this all the time, why keep trying the same things? It's like my dad always told me, because he had in eighth grade, my basketball coach kept doing the same damn thing, and we kept losing. And my dad would get so frustrated, and he'd be like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and accepting a different outcome. We're just expecting a different outcome, but we're doing the same thing.
So, the fact that he is going to be a Wisconsin guy through and through, that this is what he's been looking for. He understands, especially with these past shortcomings at Nebraska. He just went to Texas. Texas, by the way, had a big resurgence. They're a giant money factory in their own right with the Longhorns down there in Texas. Him coming up, I'm hoping that maybe he did learn from some of his mistakes. But again, it goes into not only the let's try to do something new, it's understanding that you can look out there at teams like Clemson, for instance, right now, who was a national championship team less than 10 years ago, and now they have basically decided that the portal, the transfer portal, does not exist to them. They are not going to really entertain it. And with that,
I don't get why.
I don't either. But that's a Dabo Swinney thing, and that decision to not adjust and adapt with the times has seen Clemson fall to at least just a solid program. The Wisconsin Badgers, in the last decade, they've had some big flashy moments when you look at where they got. But since this is adjusted and we don't have the old East and West, where the West for the Big Ten in football was effectively a who can win the Wisconsin and Iowa game, now you have real competition. You were playing teams like Penn State. You're playing teams like Ohio State, Michigan, USC, Oregon. Every single year, you're not going to be able to duck all those teams.
No.
There is also that uncomfortable conversation that I think fans have to have with themselves over what is this program? What are we actually trying to be? Because the Indiana model is what everybody's going to keep pointing to with the dollars. But at some point, everybody's not going to be able to spend $30 million on a season. And the Badgers have very frankly made it perfectly clear that isn't how they expect or want to go and formulate a championship kind of team.
You know, Wally, maybe we have to think about this, take a step back, and think, maybe this is his ice town.
Ooh, I see Parks and Rec coming here.
Parks and Rec. Now imagine, for all of your people who have never seen Parks and Rec, Ben Wyatt, one of the characters, basically becomes mayor at 18, builds a whole ice arena, and bankrupts the town. He's then known as Ice Town. He comes in, and he's at Pawnee, this main city, and he's a budget analyzer now. And everybody's like, why would I trust this guy with my budget when he bankrupted the town? Maybe Sean Ike, whatever, is our Ben Wyatt. He learned from his mistakes, and now he's going to come in, and he's going, Ben did great things. He saved Pawnee. He saved Eagleton. And he's, maybe that's exactly what the Badgers need, is our very own Ben Wyatt.
Does this move to you, by the way? I love the analogy
Thank
here
you.
Because even in this scenario where Ben Wyatt's taking over Pawnee and he's running the dollars for a giant town merger, you are going to see the expectations almost reset. And Luke Fickell is now entering a year where he doesn't have the athletic director who hired him, who doesn't have the athletic director who's going to go over the bat for him time and time again. I don't know what this does to what the expectations are in that program. Does a team that goes 7-5 and are bowl eligible again, they get a couple wins against some teams that they wouldn't have beaten in the last couple of years. Is that enough? Or is this a lame duck coach without a home, without an ally, who's going to almost have to prove even his own school wrong to be able to get yet another year and be coach when we get to this time next year?
I think he's definitely going to have to prove himself a little bit, because I think that, you know,
what's that mean to you? Like, is it a number? Is it a big win? Like, what are you looking for?
No, I think it's a number. I think that they have to make a bowl game this year in order for Luke Fickell to kind of cement his spot as, I am working on this team and we are growing. Because right now, these last seasons have felt like they're going backwards, not forwards. If you get the Badger football team at a bowl game, I think that people will start recognizing Luke Fickell as a coach that is moving forward and that is building the team, not diminishing it.
6-6, you think that's enough?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Well, because this year, for instance, just for people...
What, yeah, what'd they go this year?
Well, this last year, they went, I believe it was 4-8 this last year. Did not make a bowl. Let me double check, make sure I'm not crazy. It was 4-8, but they went 2-7 in conference play. This year, immediately out the gate, you start a season off with Notre Dame, who is consistently turned into a national title threat once again. Then you get a little bit of a lull for a couple weeks before you have Penn State and you jump back into Big Ten play. The schedule itself, the way it was last year, was one of the hardest in all of Division I football.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
This year, it's much more bite-sizable. Where you are, we talk about ducking a lot of teams. You weren't able to duck Penn State or USC, but you duck Michigan. You duck Ohio State. You don't have to play either of those teams. You don't, at this point, if I'm looking at this right, you don't play Indiana either.
Oh.
So that's... three, legitimately, you can make a case, the three biggest threats in the Big Ten to come out. You don't have to play. With that, I almost feel like that six isn't enough. I go through the schedule right now. You beat Western Illinois. You beat Eastern Michigan. I think you probably should beat Michigan State at home. UCLA is a very winnable game, even at the Rose Bowl. You play Iowa, which is always a crapshoot, very physical game. You have Rutgers. You have Maryland. You have Purdue. You have Minnesota. I read off that, and that's even before the games that we almost chalk as an L. If you don't win seven games, eight games even.
I agree, actually. Yeah.
I think that especially as a new AD where you're saying, I am coming in here where people are expecting me to fail, because that's been the conversation all day.
Oh, 100%.
Is that this guy has proven that he hasn't been able to do this job at the high level. Now we're just bringing him back because he's a hometown kid that we're excited to get back in the door. I almost feel like he's going to be trying to have something to prove too.
Agreed.
And say, we're not going to go with this. We're not going to just let this be the status quo. I'm going to go as far to say, I think that if they don't go 8-4, or at the very least, you get to 7-5 and you beat one of these behemoths on the schedule, I think Luke Fickell's, it's officially coaching for your lifetime.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that a bowl game is like the bare minimum and you have to, you know, do more.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to shift over to the mighty Milwaukee Brewers getting another win against the Cincinnati Reds last night in come-from-behind fashion. But before we get to that, we want to thank you, Dodge County, everybody who made the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon happen. We raised over $180,000 for 18 local nonprofit organizations helping children in our community. Thank you so much for the support. You can pick up items, I guess today it's going to be tight to get here in 10 minutes, but we still have a window for you tomorrow. So come pick up your auction items tomorrow, Wednesday, July 1st from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. right here at 100 Bill McCollum Way. And make sure you do pay with cash or check. So cash or check only, please. To learn more about the Radiothon and all it's gone to help with, all we've been able to accomplish, visit the Radiothon page on DailyDodge.com. We're going to take a break. Come back. It's time for some Brewers, and it's time for Joey Ortiz here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2026 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com, your proud trained dealer.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our 4th of July sale is going on right now, and you can save up to 60% off of list prices. Check out our Kyla sofa for as little as $399, or the best place to shop for Lazy Boys with your freedom to choose. Check out our Lazy Boy chairs, starting as little as $499, or our reclining sofas, starting as little as $499. Now, no one sells Sealy for less than us. Our Sealy mattresses start as little as $299 for queen size mattresses, or check out our best sellers, the Sealy Safa Park Firm Mattress, for as little as $499. Save big with Purple Mattresses, where you can save up to $800 on mattresses and bases, and up to 40% off of Nectar mattresses, or save up to $600 on adjustable mattress sets with Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster's. And don't forget to ask about our no-interest financing for up to 60 months with our Tempur-Pedic and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses. Shop our 4th of July sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Every financial journey is different. At M People Credit Union, they're committed to helping you reach your destination on your terms. Whether you need marketing leading rates that help you reach your financial destination faster, financial guidance to help you navigate your path, or digital tools that let you manage your accounts from anywhere. You can do things your own way, but you don't have to do them alone. Learn more at mpeople.com. That's mpeople.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Sure, you come on out to our next Milwaukee baseball bus trip of the season. Big thank you to Aaron Bischoff and Edward Jones for making that happen. Wednesday, July 22nd, against the New York Mets at 1 o'clock, 1:10 to be precise, first pitch in that game. It only cost $70. That includes a ticket, the bus ride, and the bus driver gratuity. We'll pick you up and drop you off right here at Slumberland, right here in Beaver Dam. If you are interested, just swing on by to the station, 100 Bill McCollum Way, to reserve the seats during business hours. It is cash or check only. If you are writing a check, please make that out to Good Karma Brands. Ashley, I know that we've been filling that up today too, as we had a lot of people come in and pick up their auction items for the Radiothon. Do we still have a decent number of picks for...
I think we have 4 or 5.
Okay, so we're getting down to it. If you want to go, snap.
Yeah, I made some friends today.
Ooh, yeah, well, you had a basically set up office.
I did.
Right next to the door.
If anybody came here, they saw me posted up on the door.
Yeah, you were in your own little dominion there in the front of the office. It was great to just have my own office for a little bit.
Oh, shut it. You missed me. Wally and I are besties.
Yeah, we're great.
Wally, stop. We're great.
No, she's fine. You know who else is fine, though? Joey Ortiz. Ashley, comment.
I cannot believe he hit a two-run home run?
Oh, you better believe it was.
I was shocked. I was laying on my couch. I was watching because I turned it off. I'll be honest. I turned it off.
Go down 3-0. That tells you what kind of loyalty you have.
No, Love Island was on, so I turned it off.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I went to Love Island. And all of a sudden, I see on my phone that it's 3-2. And I was like, I got to turn this on. So I turned it back on. And I was like, and then they tied it, I'm pretty sure. And then Joey Ortiz came up. And I was like, well, this is out. Like, this is an out. And then he hits a home run. And I was like, what? And then, I mean, everybody I know is texting me, your boy hit a home run. Like, shut up. Shut up.
Did you not even get to enjoy it because your boy?
No, I did enjoy it. It was really like, at the end of the day, it was really sweet.
He went dead center.
He did. But it was really sweet because,
That's on. Okay. I'll filibuster.
We have a caller. Caller, you're on the line. Oh, I just turned him off.
Welcome to the damn sports show. Who are we talking with?
I got to break something to you, Dopes. You know why your team didn't win in high school?
Uh-oh.
Why?
Players weren't good enough.
Oh, trust me. I know that.
I was going to say Big Jim's problem is she would have told you that.
This isn't news to me.
You could have had Nick Saban and Vince Lombardi coaching your team, and you still were going to lose. And your dad was still going to complain about it. Because it sounds like your dad is like an older version of Charlie Dern who blames the coach for everything.
That was a speechless look. I didn't.
Wait, what does this have to do with me playing high school softball? I know we sucked. I won 5 games in my tenure there.
But your dad was blame the coach guy. Your dad was Charlie Dern. Your dad was, you know.
Well, that was eighth grade, and
I wanted to go back on the Badger thing real quick. So I'm going to really screw up your show. The thing that made them great was the fact that they built a wall around the state with offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a go-to school. It got to the point where they were actually getting some guys from outside of the state. But there still are NFL-quality offensive linemen that go to play high school football in Wisconsin. The problem is they're going to places like Notre Dame, and they're going to places like Nebraska, and they're going to play. Some of them went to Minnesota.
Some went to Indiana this last year. Good enough to play for the national champs, but apparently not here.
Right. Well, and that was it. It was that whole ill-conceived air raid offense that Fickell came in with. I think they're wasting their time with him. To be honest, I don't know if they can get it back with getting the linemen to come to Wisconsin because, yeah, I think some of them had an emotional attachment to the Badgers, but I think the reason that they went and played at Wisconsin is because they knew they were going to get to the league if they played there. I mean, Joe Thomas went to the league. McIntosh went to the league. Tauscher went to the league. Panos went to the league. I mean, you can keep going. Kevin Zeitler, you know, all you can name off all these guys that either are still playing or played at near a Hall of Fame level in the NFL. And that's why linemen started coming to Wisconsin, because they knew they were going to run the ball and they knew they were going to get a chance to mash guys and get on film for NFL teams. And the hay might be out of the barn on this one. I mean, it might be all over with for them trying to do that. It might take them a long time to get that back.
Do you think that coming in, given the expectations now of, hey, I have already got egg on my face in Nebraska, I kind of went and got to be a little bit of a lesser extreme stake environment where I'm not in the biggest role at Texas and it's a self-sustaining process. Do you think that coming back here, does that do anything for the safety of Luke Fickell in the first year? Does it stay about the same to you? Because I feel like he's going to come in and almost try to immediately put that stamp again of it's not the same old, same old.
You know, I don't know this for sure, but I think the only old school Badger guy that really liked Fickell was McIntosh. Because as I can see some of those guys, and they might not say it now, and I know Alvarez was very supportive and stuff, but when they came in and they were going to run the run and shoot, I mean, that probably damn near killed Barry. I don't think, and Eichhorst was there when they were successful and he saw they did it. They killed guys. They mashed people. And that would be kind of a unique brand of football now, too, if they could get that back. So, yeah, I think Fickell's on borrowed time at best. I don't think they're going to have – I mean, yeah, if they win 8 games, sure, he'll be around. But I don't think they will. I think they're going to be very similar to what they were last year. Maybe they won't get killed in so many games, but I think their record will probably be similar.
If they slip in at a bowl and they're 6-6, they don't beat any of these teams like Penn State, Notre Dame, USC. It's just kind of a milquetoast 6-6, and you win the R&L Carrier Bowl against UAB. Does he have a job?
Yeah, I thought you were going Duke's Mayo Bowl.
I thought about Duke's. I don't know if they've got the pedigree to get in there at 6-6.
The pageantry is really there with the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yep.
You know what? Again, it depends on how that game goes, but it also depends, I think, on the rivalry games and how those go. I do think those are still important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they win the Duke's Mayo Bowl, but if on the last game of the regular season they get the living hell stomped out of them at Camp Randall by Minnesota, that doesn't look good for Luke Fickell.
Okay, I like that. So I know it's the same with all sports. It's a moving scale because if you go out there and you beat Notre Dame, but then you lose these rivalry games and you still go 7-5, everything changes, but it's that beauty of, I think that Luke Fickell has to walk the tightrope as best he can this year because it's just going to take one more of those really embarrassing losses or getting the axe stolen again and you go to the Duke Mayo Bowl, whatever the hell bowl you want to call it. It's not going to be good enough. I think that this is a fan base that's beyond tired at this point. They're looking for an excuse to get the torches and pitchforks ready.
No, I would agree with you there. Well, be average, folks. Always a pleasure.
Hey, you're the man, Big Jim. We appreciate you calling in. I do think that it kind of goes into what we were saying there in the first block, too. Just I like that he brings up the rivalry games because if you do go 7-5 and you're beating Iowa, you're beating Minnesota, and you're falling short against the Notre Dames, the Penn States, the USCs of the world, I think that there's at least going to be that buy-in of, hey, if we're not going to be a national title threat, or at least we don't think we will immediately soon or in the near future, you better at least win these damn games. You have to win the rivalry games. And if you can't even do that, what the hell is the point?
I don't know.
You're still rattled. Your face the entire call was so funny. Hope you're watching on Daily Dodge TV, as well as listening in on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Poor dad.
I like that you say poor dad. Poor Charlie was just like forgotten in the equation.
Charlie took an innocent stray too. I texted my family group chat.
I do find it funny to think about though, because for people that only hear us on the show, if they heard you and I describe our high school playing days, it's actually just hilarious because we're like,
I won five games. Like, I won 5 games in 4 years.
I was like the backup bench warmer.
Like, I wasn't even talking about high school. I was talking about eighth grade.
And we lost. Poor Mark. Poor Charlie. We're good.
I want to make something clear, though. We took second in the Padre Serra, which was the biggest Catholic school thing ever.
I know people still talk about that.
Nope, let me finish. You usually get a banner hung up if you win.
Oh, I've heard about it.
We didn't win. Here was the problem, and this is what my dad was saying. We had a rivalry with St. Dom's. St. Dom's, always, we played them the exact same. We did the exact same plays. We did the exact same defense every single time. I never beat St. Dom's. 7th and 8th grade. And my dad said, you have to do something different to win that game. And he was right. I went 0-5 against St. Dominic's through 7th and 8th grade because we kept doing the same plays, the same offense. They run us like a book. We never did anything different. So he wasn't complaining about the cup. I'm going to stand up for him on this show.
I'm glad that you got that off your chest. Are you feeling better?
We took second. And yes, my high school team sucked.
Silver medal's not bad. We've grown accustomed to that for you.
Yeah, Wally, what is your athletic career show? Any medals?
I beat TJ Watt and Derek Watt. Did I play a snap? Doesn't matter. Does it matter? No. He said good game to me in line after we won 35-0, and I got to do the, yeah, was pretty nice, wasn't it?
You've never told me that. You should bring that up to Dylan.
I still bring it up to this day anytime I have a chance. I also beat Joey Schobert. Not a big deal. He won a state championship same year. Not a big deal. We should have beat them. That's fine. But I didn't play much. I will leave you with this if we're talking about funny high school stuff. My final play of my high school football career is it makes me so happy. Because I got pancaked, and I mean depleted, like laid out. And I remember laying on my back looking up at the lights, and I started laughing on the field because I'm like, oh, well, my God, next week is playoffs. I'm never playing again. This was it.
I did it. I'm good.
Had my buddies lifting me up like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, I just realized that was my last play of my career.
My last at bat for softball, I got beamed.
Oh my gosh, right, see, we're both just a bunch of winners.
I think that's better than striking out, so.
Yeah, oh my gosh, wear one for the team.
Yeah.
You got to do it sometimes.
Exactly.
All right, well, you know what? I like how this is kind of fun. It's a little fun. It is silly season right now, and we got to see Culver's going to be a big, big part of a team that you're going to be seeing very soon. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break, and I'm curious. If we could pick our own teams, if we could make our own team sponsored by anybody, and I'm going to say big brands so that I can't pick all the Beaver Dam places I'd want.
Yeah.
I'd look like a NASCAR jersey.
100%.
So I'm going big, big, like 30,000 feet above. I want to hear your take too, Dubs.
Awesome.
We'll do that right on the other side of the break here with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Matt Miracle, head softball coach at Watertown High School. You are listening to 1430 ESPN. It's a great day to be a Gosling.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
Dodge County and much of southern Wisconsin remain under an extreme heat warning until 7 p.m. today. Lake Mills police are investigating a Sunday drowning at Sandy Beach Park that killed a 14-year-old Madison boy. A Ripon man has been sentenced to 90 years in a Fond du Lac County domestic abuse attack and sexual assault case. The Dodge County chapter of the Society for Human Resource Management has received a National Impact Award for child care advocacy in Wisconsin. Wisconsin State Patrol is asking for votes in the American Association of State Troopers Best Looking Cruiser Contest. And finally, Wisconsin is celebrating its official state pastry today as Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed June 30th as Wisconsin Kringle Day. I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need. close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
Save big money in your next project this 4th of July when you shop at Menards. Pittsburgh's Ultra True Seal Stain and Sealant in 1 offers enhanced waterproofing protection in one coat, helping you finish your wood care project faster. It prevents streaks, runs, and lap marks for easy application with flawless results. Save big money on Ultra True Seal Stain now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all five and you're entered to win. Become one of three guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
From Durleaf Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in La Pond. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in La Pond or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. A match made in Wisconsin, Dobes.
Ooh.
That is what they are calling it. That was not me. I can't take credit for that. So that O is to somebody else. I will not take that.
Okay.
The Wisconsin Badgers Athletics are going to be partnering with Culver's.
Oh.
So now, when you are seeing those football jerseys go out there in the fall, where hopefully they're getting 8 wins, when you got to watch their hockey team go out there and try to win yet another national championship on the women's side, when you get to see the men's basketball team try to go to the Sweet 16 for the first time in seemingly forever, you will see that Culver's logo on the uniforms. And it got me wondering, Ashley, when you look at any of these professional teams, and I said professional because now we know the Badgers got themselves some Culver's, was there a Wisconsin brand that you're like, I wish that they were on a jersey? And then I also want to ask you, I'm throwing a lot at you.
Yeah, you are.
If you could just, like, say Ashley Dobrzynski's football team, if like, worldwide, I don't care where you're located.
Yeah.
Is there a brand that maybe you use that you're like, I wish that I could have that on my team's jerseys?
Okay, so for Wisconsin, I don't know why beer isn't anywhere.
Leinekugels, Miller.
Spotted Cow.
Spotted Cow, New Glarus.
That's what it is. Let's get that happening. That is, like, the epitome of Wisconsin.
Are there rules? Is that the potential? Because I don't know. Maybe. Now that I think about it, I don't know if there's any beer.
Maybe you can't have beer. I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Well, especially in baseball where so much of your like advertising around the stadium, you have it sold there all the time. Like, I know that a lot of us were a little bummed out when Miller Park became AmFam Field at first. And now we've grown accustomed to that name. And that's
Walter Who?
Walter Who?
No, Walter, who has become accustomed?
I feel like people are like accustomed to hearing it. Maybe it's just because we say it on the radio so often.
I still say Miller Park.
Okay, well, see, I still say American Family Field. Well, and yeah, at this point, anyways. My question is, if you could name like a stadium after one, why wouldn't you be able to put it on the jerseys? And maybe it just hasn't happened yet. But I feel like I was in the same headspace where it's got to be a big beer place in the state of Wisconsin for one of these professional teams.
Yeah, I think it's got to be beer. And then outside of that,
any kind of cheese.
Yeah, any kind of cheese. And then if I were to have my own personal one, I think I would want Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Wally, I shop a lot at Old Navy.
I was surprised. I didn't think that was going to be your pick.
What's yours?
Well, see, at first I was thinking the same kind of thing. Like, man, the Yingling on any kind of team's uniforms would look pretty good.
Yeah, they would.
But outside of that, I also think that it'd be really cool to almost, and now they're out of business, but like having something like Toys R Us, having something, Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Build-A-Bear is not out of business, is it?
No. I said Toys R Us first.
Yeah, okay.
Trust me, Build-A-Bear, healthy as can be right now. We're not knocking them.
I didn't know you were a big Build-A-Bear fan.
Well, I'm just like thinking about something fun where it'd be like at least like fun on the jersey. Gare Bears down there in Iowa or Indiana can be the Build-A-Bear Workshop.
I hope the CEO of Build-A-Bear is listening to us because
they should be.
They have a great opportunity to do something crazy.
The Gare Bears, brought to you by Build-A-Bear Playhouse, Workhouse.
I think it's Build-A-Bear Play. Crazy. Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Build-A-Bear Workshop. That's right. Duh. Okay. I got there in the end. See, but either way, for this, I got to be careful because I miss the days where you would have the uniforms were just the same. You didn't have the advertising. I miss the days where you wouldn't have the helmet with the ads on there.
Boomer.
But it's the world we live in. I am understanding of that. So at the very least, you got to lean local. You got to lean with like the city, the state, their MO, what they're known for.
Okay.
And that's why I think that you and I, we hit a home run with the idea. It's got to be beer. It's got to be cheese related if you're in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. Or maybe you go the Dells. Maybe you go like Noah's Ark or something on a jersey.
Like a water park.
Yeah. Did you realize, too? I learned today from the mayor herself, Sierra Kuhn. We are the, she's going to be mad at me because I'm going to already forget it. We're like the water skiing capital of the world.
Really?
Wisconsin? I had no idea in the world.
Me neither.
Yeah, but that's another thing. You'll be able to see that this upcoming week. Beaverfest in town. The Muskies will be on the water. All kinds of fun things, as always, here in Beaver Dam. And I tell you, if we got to do Beaver Dam, like, sponsorships or partnerships on jerseys, I'd be annoying because I'd NASCAR them up. I'd want them all. Spread the wealth.
What would be the Wally one? Yingling?
Yingling's, it's pretty good. Any kind of, maybe if you got like a pizza place on there. Ooh. I'd have to like find the hub. Whatever my favorite pizza in that area, I'd want my team sponsored by that pizza.
Yeah, you definitely like a NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm saying I want these often, and my jerseys would have one of everything on it, so I probably should be careful.
Yeah, fair.
All right, well, it is Tuesday, and this week it's my turn to quiz you. It's time for blind rankings when we come back from break. I'll give you a hint. We're picking the most overrated things. We are ranking the most overrated things when we come back from break. And so we round out the show here on the Dam Sports Show, here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Slight chance for isolated storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 76. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 92. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, 91.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the sports tab at dailydodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Hit a home run with the last WBEV Milwaukee Baseball Bus Trip of the season, presented by Aaron Bischoff of Edward Jones and Columbus Family Dental. Join us on Wednesday, July 22nd as Milwaukee takes on New York. $70 gets you a Loge infield seat and deluxe motor coach transportation to and from the game, including bus driver gratuity. Bus depart Slumberland Furniture at 10:30 a.m. for a 1:10 first pitch. Sign up today at the WBEV Studios, 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam during business hours.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And for blind rankings here on the Dam Sports Show, Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukashinsky with you today as it's my turn where I am going to present a topic today. We are going to do most overrated things.
Ooh.
And Ashley is going to rank these blind. She doesn't know which ones are coming. She's going to try to get these in the right order. And at the end, we will rehash. Ashley, are you ready for me?
I am ready, Walter.
I'm starting off with the doozy because this is polarizing to people. Pumpkin spice season in the fall.
Okay.
Where are we putting this? Again, one being the most overrated. Nine being, this isn't overrated, like Wally, you're crazy.
Like pumpkin spice latte?
Pumpkin everything. Everything's pumpkin in the fall.
I like pumpkin, so I'm going to go 5.
Basic.
Yeah, well, thanks.
5 isn't that high, though.
No, because, like, I'm not like, oh my God, the pumpkin spice latte's back. Like, I'm not, like, freaking out about it, but I do like pumpkin spice, like, treats.
Little, what, trinkets? Isn't
like
trinkets sweets. Like another word for a candy? Or am I making that? Nope, that's not right.
Toys.
Just kidding.
Next.
Never pretend that I was smart. How about Stanley tumblers? Tumblers in general. These like.
Well, I have one.
Trust me. I knew that was one of the ones I saw right away. Wasn't there like a you could? I gotta be careful here. Wasn't there like a recall on these?
I don't know. I hope not. I've never done anything with them.
All right.
What I are we do these? Really like my Stanley because I like how it fits in my like cup holder, and I do drink like 3 or 4 of these a day. So I don't think they're like overrated.
So they're going to be pretty low on this list.
I'm going to say like 7.
What happens when you like everything I give you here, and you're just going to be in hell for the next 5 minutes?
I think I'll be fine.
How about Black Friday shopping?
8. That is not overrated at all. That is one of the best.
Even at this stage of life where you can get everything online, you can get...
It is one of my favorite traditions with my family.
When do you go out? Is it turned into...
4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Yep.
So it is still like a Black Friday. You're not going out there on like...
We have the tradition. Yep. We don't wake up at 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. and go out. No, we are diehard Black Friday shoppers.
If you see something's going on sale at midnight on Thanksgiving night, are you at the door?
In the past, we have. However, nowadays, we don't do... I miss the days when, like, it was chaotic. Like, people were fighting over like, toys. Like, we need to get back to that level of dedication. It was also... I specifically remember I went to Kohl's with my mom. Because I wasn't allowed to go Black Friday shopping until I think I was in like 7th grade was my first time. And I remember going to Kohl's and they had like, the line was wrapped around the store. We need to get back to it. It's so much more fun to go shopping in person. And it's just.
When you're risking your life and limb.
You're not risking your life.
Well.
Give me the next one.
How about 1-year-old birthday parties?
That's a 2. Those are so overrated.
Thank you so much. Do you realize that nobody's on our side?
Come on.
Everybody does the, well, it's not for them. It's for us. No, shut up. The kid's not going to remember it. You're just getting photos. You got more than enough because exactly. I've seen y'all send them to me.
Yeah, like just please stop.
I've seen your kid. I promise I'm still going to be there. I just don't need to show up and eat cake and then be like, oh, yeah, here, like, there's the little tyke.
Oh, great. Like, there's my family that I saw, you know, a couple weeks ago for Easter.
Yeah, now I'm here giving you money even though the 1-year-old doesn't remember it.
Yeah, and what, yep, I'm 100% with you. Let's not call it a 1-year birthday party. Let's just say, you know, family get together. Everybody wants to get together. It's okay.
How about gender reveal parties? If we're going to be in the same vein here. All of a sudden. You're such a loser.
No, because I think that I don't think it should be as some people really like do it up. I would love to just have like close friends and family and like eat a cupcake or like cut into a cake. The people who like do it up and it's like confetti cannons and somebody started a whole like forest on fire that one time. Like, I'm gonna go four.
That should be higher, but it's fine. Whatever. How about New Year's Eve? Staying up to midnight in the middle of the winter. I mean, it's already been surpassed because college football has stolen it. Come on, baby. Well, it's college football time.
And also, this is going to sound like so old of me. I didn't go out for New Year's this year.
That's not old.
No, let me. I'm not done. And I thoroughly enjoyed not going out because the lines are long. It is crowded. It's not fun.
Thank you.
I would much rather be with friends at like a house party. The drinks are so over. I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. 3. We only got a couple left here. How about Sweet Caroline? Every time you go to any sporting event ever. Bum bum bum.
I forgot you said we were doing 9. I only had 8 on here. Crap. Sweet Caroline. No, I don't think that's overrated. Ooh, but do I put that at a 6 or a 9?
Uh-oh.
I wish I would have remembered that. Black, can I change? Because I thought the lowest was 9 or 8. So can I put Sweet Caroline at 8 and 9 at Black Friday?
I'll allow it.
Okay, cool.
Which means last but not least, as should be much higher on the list.
Wait, no, I have 2 left.
Oh, you do have 2. All right, good. I thought I overplayed 1. What do you have available?
1 and 6.
Perfect.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Now I'm in a trouble spot. It's too late. I'm giving it to you. Fireworks.
They're not overrated. 6.
You're just doing this to be like, wow, I got one over on Wally. Fireworks suck.
No, they don't.
There's no appeal. So fun. Money explodes, loud noises.
What's the last one?
Avocado toast.
Oh, I like avocado toast.
Nope, not according to this list. You hate it.
So if I could have redone this, 1-year-old birthday probably would have been first. And I would have moved avocado down to like 7. But yeah, fireworks don't suck. And neither does Black Friday shopping or Stanley Cups. You're wrong, sir.
Oh, well, you said all those were overrated. You did have them on your list, so that is worth keeping in mind.
Okay. All right. Cool. That's like crazy.
That will do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show today. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow. After a busy day, Broad Fry over at Riverside, 11 until 1. Make sure you're over there. Come get a stamp. Get yourself a chance to win $4,000, courtesy of Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. Homer Hour's coming up next. Have a great night, everybody.
Your life came with a warning app.
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm Wade Bates with your Daily Dodge Sports Center. It appears the University of Wisconsin